Most news stories about incentives have focused on concerns about how the discounts pinch manufacturers' profits, reducing their long-term ability to produce fresh models. But what are car buyers doing with the money they save with incentives? Tucking it under the mattress? Investing in hog futures? No, says George Pippas, chief of sales analysis at Ford Motor Company.
Instead of pocketing the savings, customers who are in the new car and truck market are opting instead to reinvest some of that savings into more features and equipment, and in some cases, higher-priced cars and trucks.
The result of this upgrading is showing up in the data gathered by CNW Marketing Research of Bandon, Oregon, whose president is Art Spinella.
Transaction prices have risen to the highest level ever. The actual average sticker price of vehicles sold is now at $28,000.
Furthermore, says Mr. Spinella, the transaction price rose from $21,000 to $28,000 in just about 6 months, and much of the increase can be attributed to incentives. That jump, and the reason for it, may be surprising to some, but according to Ford's George Pippas, not to the manufacturers.
Over a long period of time, expenditures for new automobiles represent about 4% of GDP. And so it's a remarkably constant how much they spend, and if they're given the opportunity to save money on their financing, it's not so surprising, really, that they would just turn around and invest the money that they typically do invest in an automobile in a product that has more features or even a higher-priced product.
This upgrading has produced a jump in sales for luxury and near-luxury brands. Automotive News reports they accounted for 9.2% of new vehicle sales in the United States in the first 4 months of 2003, up from 8.7% in the same period last year. Again, Art Spinella.
Even though that wasn't the original intention, it certainly is what people are doing with the money that's being laid on the hood of new cars.
As for the future of customer incentives, Ford's George Pippas says they'll be around for a while.
There still remains around the world about 20 million units of excess supply. And until supply gets rationalized and the demand and supply get back more into balance, I think that consumers are going to continue to benefit from very generous and very affordable vehicles.
Underscoring that situation are published reports that financing deals and cash rebates rose to record levels in April, with General Motors and Ford leading the way, even as Ford fretted over the effects of the discounts on the company's earnings forecasts. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.